started at 208 Northwest London, Wednesday, 13th of October, Zion Cheshvan, Dayan David Kohn, Shavuos, online shopping and cutting flowers.
Is our Gibori Koyach Issa Betsoina, those who come early for Shia, and just therefore certainly Shavuos. Being topical is certainly something that we need to air and we need to discuss. So, seeing as we're in the year of Shemitah, as it's called, or Shavuos as it technically is, therefore, this now, as we go, people go to the shops and they go and they buy things. So, produce comes from Eretz Yisrael. Fruit from Eretz Yisrael will not yet be Shemitah, will not yet be produce of the seventh year, because fruit depends on Chanoto. Chanoto means machlokes, exactly what Chanoto is. It's an early stage of the growth of the fruit. It doesn't mean blossoming, as is often translated. It means certain early stage of growing of the fruit. And therefore, only fruit that has started growing from Tu Bishvat this year will be a problem of Shavuos. And therefore, the soft fruit will come in after Pesach, and then that will be Shavuos produce. But any grapefruits, any citrus fruits that are now becoming ripe, or any even other, if you go to the supermarkets, you'll see that the moment there are mangoes from Eretz Yisrael all over, very careful, because now you can buy them now, but you have to know to take shulmos and maestros. So therefore, when one goes shopping, anyway, quite apart from all the dinim of Shemitah, there's a question of shulmos and maestros, and that has to be, one has to be aware of what one's buying all the time. But now, as it comes to, as we are in Shavuos, and some of the produce of Shavuos is already reaching here, in terms of vegetables, because vegetables depend upon the kita, depends upon when they were picked. So, any vegetables in the market now from Eretz Yisrael, so it depends what they are. If they are potatoes, it could be that they were picked before Rosh Hashanah. If they were picked before Rosh Hashanah, they're still produce of shishis. If they're produce of shishis, there's no din of, no problem, no din of Kedusha Shavuos on them, upon them, but of course, there is a din of shulmos and maestros. If they're carrots, the carrots are ready. I don't know how long the storage of carrots are, so they do keep a little bit, but probably carrots that come from Eretz Yisrael are already those that were picked after Rosh Hashanah. So even though they grew in the sixth year, most of it, but if they were picked after Rosh Hashanah, then they're going to have Kedusha Shavuos. If one has got cherry tomatoes, peppers, these plants take about 4 to 5 months to grow, and therefore if they're here now in the supermarkets, they've definitely been picked after Rosh Hashanah, they definitely have Kedusha Shavuos, and therefore there is a machlokus, by the way, where the produce of Shavuos has an obligation of Trumas and Maestros, but it certainly has Kedusha Shavuos. So therefore, it's like this. One has to be aware of what one's buying. And when it comes to orders that arrive in a person's home, well, it's before that, in the supermarkets themselves, if you look carefully, you can always find, even if the vegetables or the fruits are not individually wrapped, which they sometimes are, they'll always tell you the country of origin. But on the shelves, they will tell you the country of origin. And if not, you can often find it on the crates. And it's important to look all the years because of Trumas and Maestros, but all the more so now when it comes to Kedusha Shavuos. We certainly do not want to give the impression that we are boycotting produce from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, this has to be done discreetly. So, as I mentioned, when it comes to fruits at the moment from Eretz Yisrael do not have Kedusha Shavuos. They are produce of shishis. There's no problem at all of Shavuos. But Shulmos and Maestros do need to be taken. So, for example, I was looking around to see what's going on in the supermarkets to know, to be able to advise accordingly. And, for example, grapefruits at the moment, not yet, but grapefruits will soon come from Eretz Yisrael in the supermarkets. At the moment, what's there, look carefully yourselves, but if I'm not mistaken, at the moment, the the grapefruits, the oranges, they're not ripe yet. They will become ripe in a month or so from Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll see produce of Eretz Yisrael in the shops. Where it is so, you need to know to take Shulmas and Maisus, but it won't yet be Shviz. But we don't want to give an instruction, please don't send me anything from Eretz Yisrael. That really, we don't want to start doing that. It gives impossibly the wrong impression. We've got enough trouble without it, and we don't need to join this. Just to share with you an anecdote that I was looking after my father's car to get it repaired, and I took it to a place, and it was a garage of Muslims, and the head of the garage disappeared, wasn't there, only his son was there. I says, where's he gone to? It turns out he'd gone to Afghanistan to try and get his family over, to try and bring them to safety. So I said to him, you know that it seems that the Israelis had provided a lot of the armaments and of the technology to be able to keep the population safe at the time through the years. So he looks at me and he says to me, but you don't support Israel. So I said to him, not everything that goes on over there we're happy with, because we expect that everything that should be done according to our religion. And therefore, the country, where the country isn't run according to the religion, yes, that we're not happy with. But I said to him, but why should you think that I'm not happy with Israel? So he said to me, because I've seen on YouTube, guys who look just like you are marching together with the Iranians. So I said to him, never. I said to him, absolutely. So I just wanted to let you know, someone walks around with a hat and jacket and a beard, that is where we are associated with. So he's got to be careful. You've got to be very careful. So I explained it to them, that anything to do with terrorism, we don't want anything to do with. But here, where there's a secular society running Eretz Yisrael, that we're not happy with. That bit of it we're not happy with. But it's not as if we're against Chas v'Shalom, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael. That they don't have. Very important that they shouldn't think in any way that we are that way. On the other hand, we mustn't compromise the halacha at all. So you need to know where things come from. So when it comes to vegetables, at the moment, we're now just over a month after Rosh Hashanah. Very important. Cucumbers, lettuces, these things, they take about that length of time to grow. So, there are two aspects to Shavuos. Number one is anything that has Kedusha Shavuos is Shavuos produce. It will have Kedusha Shavuos, we'll come to that in a moment. But there's also something called Svichim, where Chazal forbade us to eat anything that was sown and grown from scratch during the Shavuos year. So lettuces and cabbages and cucumbers, if I'm not mistaken, they take about 4 to 5 weeks to grow. So any cucumbers which don't normally arrive here in Eretz Yisrael, but anyone going traveling to Eretz Yisrael, you need to know this. Anything now in the market which takes a short amount of time to grow will have been sown, Rachmana Litzlan, after Rosh Hashanah. And anything sown after Rosh Hashanah is forbidden to eat it. So even if you land up with it, you're not allowed to eat it. If you've got, in principle, if you've got cherry tomatoes, peppers, which take 4 or 5 months to grow, if they're in the market now and they come from Eretz Yisrael, they are not svichim because the plants were planted before Rosh Hashanah. So they started growing before Rosh Hashanah. But since they were picked after Rosh Hashanah, they count as Peirush Shavuos. Now, are they oser to eat as Svichim? No, they're not oser to eat as Svichim. But do they have Kedusha Shavuos? Definitely. What does that involve? We would say it's got Kedusha Shavuos. So, let's talk about somebody who walks into one of the supermarkets, be it Tesco, Marks and Spencer, Sainsbury's, Asda, wherever it is. You walk in there and you've got your eyes open now, especially now after this shiur that we're having together, and you are now looking carefully what you're buying. So you see some tomatoes, and cherry tomatoes is produce of Israel, or peppers, produce of Israel. The question is, should you buy them? Or may you buy them? Sorry, yeah, may you buy them? Yeah, you can buy them. Yes, if you've got money, you can buy them. But may you buy them? Is that the right thing? Does the halacha allow you to buy them? So the answer is, let's start back again. If you're talking about mangoes, if you're talking about dates, remotes, all these things, yes, you may buy them, but you need to know to take trumas to maestros, and you need to know how to do it. So that, and you need to do that before you put it in circulation in your kitchen, because somebody else won't know, and they'll use it. But when it comes to tomatoes and peppers, these things, they have Kedusha Shviyas, and therefore, in the first place, one shouldn't buy them. Why? Because a number of Isurim have been transgressed in order to get them to the supermarket. Number one, there's a din that you mustn't take Peres Eretz Yisrael out, Peres Shviyas out of Eretz Yisrael. And they're here, so they've obviously, that's happened. Not just that, but there's a din. And there's a din quoted in the Rambam and the Chaznish paskens it that even if it's been taken be'issa out of Eretz Yisrael, there's also an issa for us to take Peres Shviyas mimokim lemokim. So the Rambam says the following: Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis Hilchos Shmita VeYovel. It says that the following: Peres Haoretz, Peres of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we're talking about Shviyas produce sheyotza lechutz laoretz. That has been taken to Chutz Loretz, Misparim Vimkoimom, they've got to be finished where they are, Veloi Yaviram Mimokim Lamokim. You're not allowed to take them from place to place. So if you inadvertently have already bought cherry tomatoes, for example, or peppers from Eretz Israel, so now we're going to say that B'dieved, you bought them, you can eat them. In the first place, you shouldn't buy them, and we'll see why. But if you've bought them, so you can eat them, but you mustn't take them to Manchester with you. You can't even take them to Watford. You mustn't take them out of London. That's for sure. Stamford Hill is probably part of London, yes? It's probably part of London, as far as the halacha is concerned. It may mokim lemokim. It may be different. Very interesting. The reason why I mentioned that, when it comes to Hilchas Yichud, I think that Northwest London and Stamford Hill are considered two separate places. If you're relying on Baal or Bo'ir, not so simple at all to assume if the husband's in Stamford Hill that the wife can rely that Baal or Bo'ir, because it's a long way away. The very fact that everything is joined up together doesn't mean to say that he's considered a mokim koriv. So mimokim lemokim is not so poshut, but certainly if you drive 15 minutes up the M1 to Watford, you've got a meeting there, you're going shopping there to take, and you've got the cherry tomatoes in the car that you inadvertently bought because you didn't have your wits about you when you bought them. You mustn't go to Watford with them. You've got to leave them in London, finish them off in London. Mimokim lemokim. And so the Chaznish and Simon, of course, Shviyas, Simon Yud Gimel Sivkot and Dalet says quite clearly, V'hod kos of a Rambam lo yaviro mimokim lemokim to kashem shem moitzim osom lechutz loretz. The same as you mustn't take them to chutz loretz. Kach ein mavirim osom mimokim lemokim. You mustn't take them from place to place. Why? Dechol shemavirom lemokim chadosh. If you take them to a new place, Have havo chadosha lechutz loretz. That's the explanation, Chazan's explanation in the Rambam, that if you take them to a new place in chutz loretz, it's like taking them afresh. You're taking them out of Eretz Yisrael. And that is based on a Gemara Yerushalmi. That's a Gemara Yerushalmi. That's where the Rambam took it from. Well, it's a base of a company. Oitza Beis Din is like this. Oitza Beis Din is... Bnei Brak is within Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but you're allowed to take it from place to place.
No, no, no. Out of Chutz Loretz. Out of Eretz Yisrael. Into Chutz Loretz. Again. In Eretz Yisrael, you can take them anywhere. But you mustn't take them out to Chutz Loretz. And if somebody did, you mustn't take them, mimokim lemokim, in Chutz Loretz. And therefore, if we land up with them, then you may, even if you can eat them, you mustn't take them, mimokim lemokim. Why? Oh, now,
therefore,
what?
If you bought them in Costco in Watford, you couldn't take them home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'd have to sit in the car park. And especially if you bought them wholesale, you're going to be there for rather a long time. Yes? So then you might be able to invite your friends round to come and help you in the car park, but that's would be absolutely very good example. Absolutely, but that's the din. Me mocking a mocking. It's the strange thing is, I like to say the difference between Catford and Watford. Catford is part of London and takes you 3 hours to get there, maybe, whereas to go to Watford takes you 10 or 15 minutes down the motorway, but it's definitely outside London.
Why is that? It's inside M25.
It's not London. It's certainly not London.
It's inside Greater London.
It's not part of London. It's not part of London. But let's not argue. We're here to discuss halacha, not to discuss the geographical zones of
it. In this situation, you're actually born in Costco and you're the produce of in the car. What can you do with
them? Eat them there. But you don't have to eat them there, but you can't move them.
So if
you can't take them. You can't take them back home.
Once you bought them by mistake,
yes,
delivered by mistake, then you can eat them.
So at the moment we're saying, at the moment, and this you have to watch the various bulletins. The second bulletin, Shpitter bulletin of the union has just come out, giving us times and zones of. So it depends on different vegetables. So when it comes to tomatoes, they take about 4 or 5 months to grow. I think peppers take slightly longer, so we'll be okay until Adar. So, very clear. You go into the supermarkets, it says produce of Israel on your cherry tomatoes, on any vegetables now, don't buy them. Don't buy them. Why? Because a number of Isurim have been done with it. Number one, they've been brought from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, that shouldn't have been done. And it will limit you not to be able to take it, but anyway, that shouldn't have been done. Number two, there's a problem that if it's been sold, they have transgressed the Issa of Shomor, that you're not allowed to lock your field up and keep it for yourself and sell it. You're supposed to leave it as Hefka. So that they've clearly contravened. Next one they might have done is Nevad. They might have propagated, cultivated the land, fertilized, de-weeded, whatever they did, and that is Nevad, and there's a fantastic machlokes rishonim on both of those, whether it usses the fruit or the produce, b'dieved. When it comes to Shomor, is a little more lenient with it, but the many rishonim will hold, even Shomor is usser to eat. Nevad is more strict, the more rishonim on the side, b'dieved. We will, the psak of the Chaznish is, the Dieved will allow you to eat this, but certainly not lechatchila. So don't buy something which is shomer v'nevad of lechatchila, because, according to many Rishonim, you're not allowed to eat it.
And if you do buy it and you found that you made a mistake, can you quickly go back to the store and get your money back?
Good question, and the answer is definitely not, because there's a din that you mustn't be moiser peirushvius to an amoritz, and kol shekein to a goy, so you can't take it back. So even if there's a delivery, or you bought it by mistake, sorry? Oh, so nowadays, and we're not, last Shvius we talked about money. Nowadays, people don't pay much with money. You normally pay with plastic, yes? You tap your plastic card, and that doesn't count as money, because there's nothing there but N. And therefore, if you pay with money, so then the Kedusha Shvius is transferred, not that it leaves the produce you bought, but it's so to speak, the money becomes Kedusha Shvius. And then you land up in the tills of the shop, you've got money with Kedusha Shvius. And then the question was always, can you go and buy anything which is not food at all? Can you buy a box of tissues? Because what's going to happen is the change that you'll get. But nowadays, I think almost everybody is paying with cards. So therefore, number one, you certainly don't have to be choshish that just those payers were bought if you pay with money. And certainly if you're paying with a card, you weren't going to have change. And therefore, there's no issue. But it's a very good question. If you bought it by mistake, you definitely cannot take it back. Or you can take it back, but you may not take it back, yes? You're not allowed to because you're most supposed to an amoritz. So it's like this. The heta mechira is, how shall I put it? It's a shir on its own. But the heta mechira, it just doesn't work. I'm telling you now that it's a shir on its own. But by the time I give you a shir on it, it just doesn't work. there is no heter mechir to speak of, and certainly not nowadays. It just does not work. It doesn't work at all. And therefore, the heter mechir, put it this way, to give you this thing, to put it into perspective, out of the four bote dinim in London, and take the in Manchester, and you've got Manchester and in Gateshead, none of the bote dinim are prepared to rely on the heter mechira. So that gives you a bit of the idea of the spectrum of it. No one is allowing this heter mechira, and it's a shir for another shir to go through with the greatest of pleasure. But take it from me, and if you don't, I'm happy to explain to you afterwards. It just doesn't add up, and therefore that's why I'm not even mentioning it as anything as a tziruf. And therefore they have to be careful.
If by mistake, and you put that in the grain bin.
So it's like this. If you bought it, and it's got the dins, so now, you bought these cherry tomatoes by mistake, the thing to do is, the Torah says, la'ochla, you're supposed to eat it, v'lo lehefsed. So you use it in the best possible way. So cherry tomatoes, easy, you're going to eat them as they are, put them in a salad, it's perfectly alright, eat them as they are. Cooking them, I would say you're not allowed to, because you've got to eat them in the best possible way. So ordinary tomatoes, I think cooking them is a perfectly normal use. Cherry tomatoes, since they're more expensive than ordinary tomatoes, nobody stews tomatoes. But if you're making whatever it is, hot vegetables and whatever it is, it's quite normal, or whatever it is, to use it. Maybe tomato soup would be, again, a degradation of fresh tomatoes, because you can use tomato paste, which is far cheaper, and therefore you have to make sure that you do eat it in the best possible way. Any shirayin that's left over and people haven't eaten, you can't just put it in the bin, because you mustn't be mafsid. So you've got two ways of dealing with it. Either you leave it to go bad until it's no longer royal achilas odom, which doesn't take that long, leave it out for three or four days, it'll probably be in that situation. Or, and then you can put it in the bin as usual, there's no problem at all. Or, that is the minig in Bnei Brak to deal with it. In Yerushalayim, they put it into a polythene, a fresh sandwich bag, and knot it, and then you can throw it away straight away. Why? Because it isn't, although it's together with the rubbish, but you could, in theory, pick it out, wash it, open the bag, and it is pristine. It is absolutely not in any way compromised. So Yerushalayim, that's how they will make all the years. That's the meaning of Yerushalayim. In Bnei Brak, they wait for it to go bad. If you land up with some, and this, by the way, applies to Trumas and Maisas the same. If you're Maisa something, and you've got a mixture of Truma Gedola and Trumas Maisa, so then exactly the same machlokas. And therefore, if you've got small quantities, why not put it in a polythene bag straight away, leave it on the windowsill for a couple of days, and then you can put it in the bin, and then you are, so to speak, yotze l'chol ha'deis. If for some reason you're somewhere where you've got nowhere to leave it, then you can be same l'chol minig Yerushalayim, have a fresh polythene bag with you, and knot it, and put it straight in the bin, and then it won't be compromised. That's what you do with Perush Shavuos. But you can only do that if the problem is only Kedusha Shavuos. But if you bought a lettuce from Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't have a good hechsher, so therefore you've got no reliance that there's no issue of shavuos. The same is true with cucumbers. You're there, you buy a cucumber over there, and you've got yourself, you didn't notice that the place didn't have, the shop, the greengrocer didn't have a good hechsher, then you cannot eat it. You may not eat it, because it is already svichim. It will have been sown after Rosh Hashanah. Sown after Rosh Hashanah, Chazal Asad. Anything that is an annual, i.e. it needs sowing every time, unlike fruit, which of course is a perennial, which grows on its own, in theory, but in practice they'll cultivate it, but it'll grow anyway, it'll grow. So therefore anything that is an annual that has been sown from scratch, that is Svichim, if it's been sown after Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you may not eat it, even if you bought it and you've landed up with it, but it does have Kedusha Shavuos. Therefore, you mustn't throw it straight in the bin. You're going to have to leave it to go bad, and only when it's gone bad can you then put it in the bin. Or, Minig Yerushalayim, you could put it into a sealed polythene bag, and then you could discard it as it is, because it'll keep, it won't be spoilt, because it is protected by the bag. But that's what we have. Those are the dinim. That's what we have. There's also another issue with buying things at the moment that have Kedusha Shavuos, and that is machzik yidei ovrei aveiro. There's a din that you're not allowed to help, assist those who are doing an issa. And here's the Rambam in Perek Ches, and it's the Rambam in Perek Ches, Halocha Aleph and Beis, and it's Keder she'osa la'avoid ha'oretz b'shvius, of course Hilcha Shmita, the same way as it's forbidden to work the land during shvius, kach osa lechazik yedei Yisrael she'ovdi moisa. You mustn't, you must support those who are transgressing it. Oilim kolahem klei avoidor, to sell them machinery and tools, etc. So the same applies here. Buying things, although you're going to the supermarkets, you're not supporting them directly, but again, in the first place, that's another factor not to buy things from this. So therefore, if it comes to you going to the shops, make sure to look carefully that you know what you're getting, where it comes from. Everything is traceable. When it comes to orders that turn up at your house, so these things like this, you cannot, as we mentioned beforehand, it is very undesirable to, and I don't think it'd even help you, to specify not produce of Israel. I don't even think it'll help anywhere. I don't think there's such a facility to request such a thing, but certainly that's something we certainly do not want to do. And therefore, things that are, orders that are arriving at your door, these things only ask for things that are packaged, because if they're packaged, they'll say the country of origin. If they're not packaged, and you just land up with peppers, loose peppers, how are you going to know where they come from? So therefore, these things are packaged, and check them item by item. If you land up with an item which says produce of Israel, and it can't be eaten anymore because it's svichim, so then you'll have to deal with it. As we mentioned, you won't be able to use it, but you certainly can't send it back.
Can you lie who's the wrong if you don't know?
So it's like this. If something just turns up, we just have this delivery, and it comes from a supermarket, the truth of the matter is that maybe you can run a rove, but you could find out. So go straight off to the supermarket. I'm told that, for example, Tesco, when they deliver, I'm told that things come from Brent Park. They come from the big superstore in Wembley. That's where they come from. That's where things come from. How do people know? People have told me this because sometimes there have been problems with deliveries. No diesel, for example. And they haven't been able to come. So they've sent people a message. It'll be late because it's coming in a day later than you ordered it. Or you can pick it up now if you want, and they tell you that's where it is. So it's coming from there. Apparently, that's what's going on. It's coming from the shops, in which case you could whiz over to the shop and have a look on the shelf or the box where these things come from. But bedaleka levururi, so then you could be somech on the rove if that's the matzah. But if you were there last week in the supermarket and you know that the produce this thing comes from Eretz Yisrael, so you can't bury your head in the sand and say azino basa rove when you know that until recently that's the way it's been. Just to finish off, because really, when it comes to cut flowers, so we haven't got time for this, we'll have to devote maybe some other time for it. But when it comes to cut flowers, there's a whole machlokes where the flowers are subject to shuvius. If they don't have a scent to them, then everyone agrees that they don't have kedusha shuvius. However, if they were sown during shuvius, they were actually sown during shvius, they're also going to be subject to svichim because they've been sown during shvius. Many flowers grow from bulbs and they are perennials as a result. The bulbs stay there all the time and therefore they're not re-sown. But again, you've got problems of shom of a nevad. So if it says it comes from Eretz Yisrael, so that's something to avoid. But if it doesn't say it comes from Eretz Yisrael, so then you have a number of kulas to rely on. First of all, the great majority does not come from Eretz Yisrael. The only flowers that really have kedusha shvius, if they're perennials, are stocks, which are grown for their smell. They're flowers that don't look particularly beautiful, but they are part of an arrangement that have a very good smell. They have a very pleasant smell to them. And then already, that is a whole machlokes, that then they would have kedusha shvius. When you have flowers that smell nice, look nice, and smell nice, roses, so then already there's a machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, whether you those have kedusha shvius, because they, you don't, they're there for their appearance, but they also have a good smell. And that is based upon a whole machlokes in the Yerushalmi, a sofik in the Yerushalmi, about besomim, about spices, whether you don't put spices into food for because you want to eat the spices. You put them in there just for their taste or for their smell, and therefore there's a sophic whether they're subject to Kedusha Shvius. So when it comes to flowers, you're generally all right, but if you know they come from Eretz Yisrael, then you have to know whether what you bought is an annual or perennial. If it's an annual, then you shouldn't buy it because it's been sown during Shvius. If it's a perennial, then in such a case of there, if it's a case of Neva, they've worked it, it's better to avoid it, but b'dieved, if you got it, then you can use it. When it comes to, but if it doesn't say it comes from Eretz Yisrael, the ruba de ruba doesn't come from Eretz Yisrael, in which case certainly it's not ascertainable either, unlike the fruit and vegetables on the shelf, and therefore that is sort of a little, at least a little first aid course in shopping during produce from Eretz Yisrael. Yes. Okay. Okay.